Our topic for tonight's halftime show finds us scheduled to talk about professional education at Cal Poly. Perhaps the best example of college involvement in professional education that we know about involves the annual men's and women's physical education workshops. Dr. Robert Mott, head of Cal Poly's men's physical education department, has been coordinator of the workshops for the past 25 years. And we've asked him to join us this evening to talk about Cal Poly Meets the Challenge of Professional Education. Bob, our topic tonight perhaps might not be quite as exciting as that football game that's going on down on the field, but let's talk for a moment about the PE workshops. We're happy to have you with us, too.
Thank you, Don. It's my pleasure to be here this evening.
Bob, perhaps our listeners would be interested right at the first of our discussion this evening on in a general idea of what the workshops are all about. How many people come, where do they come from, and so on and so forth.
Don, for the past 25 years for the men's workshop and for 23 years in the women's program, we've had people from all over the state of California. Many, many states are represented each summer. And the State Department has sent many foreign students from emerging countries on our campus to participate in this educational experience. The goal of the California Workshops for Physical Education is the improvement of athletic coaching and the teaching of physical education in the schools of California.
Well, Bob, you mentioned workshops, plural. Then there are two of them that are more or less separate.
Yes, Don. There's a men's workshop and a women's workshop, and they will be on campus this summer, the first 3 weeks of August. The women's workshop will be here the first 2 weeks of August, and the men's workshop will be here the second and third week. We run many coeducational activities in the intervening week, and of course we make use of staff that are here for both weeks.
I don't believe you mentioned yet, but about how many of the teachers join these workshops every summer?
Don, the figure varies, but we average out about 600 professional physical educators on campus for the two-week period. Incidentally, the programs are sponsored by three different groups, Don. The California Association for Health, Physical Education and Recreation, the California State Department of Education, and our own California State Polytechnic College.
Bob, you've mentioned the purpose of the workshops in general, but would you tell our listeners then, perhaps how do the professional educators look at this as this program?
Well, Don, the people in professional physical education are very pleased with this program, inasmuch as it is the oldest consecutive workshop for men in the United States. And with regard to the women's workshop, it is very unique. It is the only one of a workshop that it presents the breadth and depth of programs that it does. Administrators throughout California are very interested in this program. In fact, they urge their physical educators to come to campus and participate in a program each summer. They're very interested in the program, not only in helping the rest of the profession, but our own physical education majors, men and women, have an opportunity to participate in these programs, and it also helps in job placement for our people.
Over the years, Bob, I've heard the names of some rather prominent people in the physical education and in the coaching ranks that have been mentioned in terms of your workshop. Perhaps our listeners would like to know some of these.
Don, we've been very fortunate over the years to have top-notch people throughout the United States, and especially in California, to act as instructors and coordinators and advisors in various programs that are part of the workshop activities. In past years, I can look back in the football program for the men. We've had such people as Duffy Doherty from Michigan State. In the early years, Pappy Waldorf from California, Jess Hill, Red Saunders, and people of this type. Incidentally, we just finished negotiations with Eddie Crowder, the football coach, University of Colorado, and he'll be with us this summer. And one of our first workshops, Johnny Wooden of UCLA fame, was on campus, and I think he's going to be with us again this next summer. Now, the same thing is true with the women's workshop. We've been able to bring in top-notch people and to act as resource people to develop programs and to lead discussions and various activities for the women.
Bob, and equally as important probably to your programs are the programs involved with professional physical education. And I remember having met a number of times at your workshop activities Casey Conrad.
Yes, Casey Conrad, the former chief of the Bureau of Health, Physical Education and Recreation in California, presently is on, he's the director of the President's Council on Fitness. And Casey, although he is now stationed in Washington, D.C., has been very gracious and has returned to our campus to help us in our programs of physical fitness.
Bob, I see that the teams are about ready to return to the field for the second half of the football game. I want to thank you for joining us and talking with us about the Cal Poly PE workshops and basically on our topic, Cal Poly Meets the Challenge of Professional Education. Our halftime guest this evening has been Dr. Robert Mott, head of the Men's Physical Education Department at Cal Poly. This has been your halftime host for the Mustang Radio Network, Don McCaleb. We'll be looking forward to joining you at halftime of next week's Cal Poly football game.